This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله, we praise Allah, we seek His aid and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our shortcomings. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah the Exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your relatives, your kin. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib, he's a monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for him to accept your deeds and forgive us of all of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation, and for every innovation is a form of going astray, and for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. Brother, I am so ready. I'm so ready. This is going to be my first time, but I'm ready. This was a statement of Musa. Musa was a brother from El Salvador. And Musa's name was Enrique before that. You see, Enrique embraced Islam 2 weeks prior and changed his name to Musa. But this day was the day before anticipated Ramadan. So when we told him Ramadan, he said, yeah, I heard of Ramadan. MashaAllah, I heard of Ramadan. I'm a Muslim now, so I'm ready. Okay. You know, Ramadan, you have to fast. Alhamdulillah, great, this is fine, okay. From sun up to sundown. Okay, what do we have to leave? Food, drinking, and he was married. You know what he said? Doesn't even matter. I'm ready. And then you know what he asked? Brother, why did I become a Muslim? Why did I become a Muslim? I'm ready. I'm ready to do whatever Allah wants me to do. Because I embraced Islam, and he literally said this, I'll never forget this. He said, brother, I just want to go to heaven. That's all I really want. I don't want to complicate this. I want to go to heaven. Is that what I'm supposed to do in Islam? I'm ready. I'm ready. Brother, I don't know if I can do this. This was a statement of another young man. That was at the age of 15. You see, he just started praying. Well, he's been praying for a long time, but since he was younger. But he realized that I'm on my own now. Hair's growing on my face. My dad told me, you're on your own. I'm your father. We're here for you. But you're going to have to answer to Allah now for your deeds. You're still in our household, and we still have a level of responsibility on you. But now you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from around this time, the time that you have faced puberty. And that's what he said. I don't know if I can do it. I told him, it's okay. Try your best. You see, because what happened was, the years before, his parents never darrabahu ala siyami. They didn't have him practice fasting. He's a small child. Don't let him. Don't punish him by fasting. What kind of image, perception are we presenting to our young children? When they're 7, when they're 8. Yeah, they're used to eating cereal. They're used to having their breakfast, their waffles, and their Nutella, and whatever else is so healthy for them. And their sugar. But when it comes to reaching that age, and all of a sudden, they have to fast. I guarantee you, most of them are saying, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Fasting, brothers and sisters, the companions, the Sahaba, radwanullahi alayhim, they would have their children fast, young children, way before the age of puberty, by giving them dolls and toys and distracting them from the actual fast itself. Because make no mistake, there is mashakka. There is a form of stress, physical stress, internal stress. You're very, very, very hungry. Make no mistake about that. But that's what the beauty of siyam is and of fasting, that it is beyond the physical. The physical is a means of being transcendent, knowing that you're doing this for someone and something greater than your mere hunger. And I say mere hunger, and I always will, especially for us in the West, when there are people all around the world, as we hear every single year around this time, that they are hungry and they have no food. And they would wish to just have drinks of water, a drink of water, or juice, or some type of food that they would desire. We can leave the masjid and go down the street and get whatever we want. Siyam. Siyam means fasting. But linguistically, it also means what they call imsak, is to withhold someone from something. As Maryam said in the chapter of Maryam, Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, that she made a vow that she would not speak to anyone. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ And she says right after that, and I will not speak to any person. So siyam is withholding something. So when we talk about technically from the aspect of worship, it is withholding, eating, and drinking, and relations with your husband or wife for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the prescribed time from sun up to sundown. This is the Islamic fasting. Now, this fasting, as we said, is withholding something. But there's a beautiful hadith that reminds us about the spirit, the transcendental way that we should think in regards to this stress. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man lam yada' qawla az-zuri falaysa lillahi hajatun an yada' ta'ama wa sharaba." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever doesn't leave ill speech, speaking badly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of his or her leaving off their eating or drinking. Oh, afwan. He said, "Man lam yada' qawla az-zuri wal 'amal bihi falaysa lillahi hajatun an yada' ta'amahu wa sharaba." The person that does not leave off speaking badly or acting upon it, then Allah is not in need of his or her leaving off avoiding eating and drinking. Why is this important? Because reality, we as human beings, we think of siyam as I'm not going to eat sun up to sundown. Yes, our kids may say, "Mom, we can't eat from sun up to sundown." No. But siyam is much more than that. There's much more of an opportunity for the Muslim to get closer to Allah, for the Muslim to understand the purpose of this particular aspect of ibadah. It's voluntary deprivation for spiritual conditioning. Voluntary deprivation for spiritual conditioning. One more time. Voluntary deprivation for spiritual conditioning. We deprive ourselves of something that we may need for something that we need that is greater. And that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the month of Sha'ban is such a beautiful month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful hadith, because, you know, in the month of Rajab, we're familiar with Rajab. And the month of Ramadan comes 2 months after that. But in between it is Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when asked about Sha'ban, he said, "This is a shahrun yaghfalu anhu nas," that mankind, they're very negligent of this month because it's between Rajab and Ramadan. And he said, the actions that we perform are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love for my actions to be raised to Allah wa ana sa'im, while I am fasting. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, she said, "Kana yasumu akthar ash-shahr." She said that the Prophet ﷺ used to fast most of this month. And there are numerous hadith which state that he would fast all of it except a little. So the month of Sha'ban, he would fast the majority of this beautiful month. And as some scholars mentioned, isti'dadan li Ramadan, that he is in preparation for Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, let's not deprive ourselves of the reward by fasting on the first of Ramadan only. Let's try to fast in these days in Sha'ban, making the effort to prepare for this month, to where when we enter this month, we're ready. Instead of saying, "I don't know if I'm ready." أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. This is a month, brothers and sisters, of Sha'ban that we should, as we mentioned, to spiritually condition ourselves to be ready for the month of Ramadan. And every year we hear the virtues of the month of Ramadan. You know, even the word Ramadan comes from Ramda, which means fire, as some scholars mention, meaning that the heat of the good deeds will cause the sins to blaze away. That someone mentioned, this is the reason or the name of Ramadan coming from that. That it is an opportunity to extinguish or for the sins to be extinguished or to leave. But looking at this beautiful month of Sha'ban, as was mentioned, it's a huge opportunity for us to be ready for the month of Ramadan. But what I want to capitalize on, particularly in this month of Sha'ban, is another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that some scholars say is authentic, and Al-Albani rahimahullah says it's authentic inshallah ta'ala. He said, "Yattali'u Allahu ala an-nas," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at his slaves in the middle of the month of Sha'ban. And then he says that he forgives everyone except the one that associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the mushahin, the one that has enmity towards his brother or sister. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said this about Ithnain and Khamis, fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, that the actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everyone is forgiven except the one that has baynahuma shahna. And then he mentions at the end of the hadith, فَيُقَالُ أَنْظِرَا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا أَنْظِرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا أَنْظِرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. Withhold giving them the forgiveness until they make up our ego. Brothers and sisters, I want all of you right now to think of one family member. There may be more than one, and we hope there's not even one, but we're human and we have families. One family member that you have shahna, that you have a problem with. I didn't ask you, were they in the wrong or right? Being the better man or the better woman in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that wants islah. The one that wants goodness and people to rectify with one another, to make up, to at least be on good terms. Hatta walaw satiyan. Even if it was something very superficial. But when the children see that you don't get along, what do you think is going to happen to the next generation? But when they see you getting along, and when they grow up, you say, "You know what, we never got along. Me and your auntie, we never got along. You know, my older sister, we never got along. How? I never noticed it." Making up with those that you may have a problem with. A coworker, a neighbor, someone in the community that treated you badly because all of you were volunteering in a particular project and they talked down at you. They belittled you. Someone at work did that. The best person is the one that will go up and say, "At least, Assalamu alaikum," or "How are you doing?" And if you can't find it within yourself, we're human. if you can't find it within yourself to stand in front of them and just act normal, send a text. Assalamu alaikum. Mom, dad, the dad that has not been in your life, the dad that was very abusive, dig deep inside of yourself to at least send a text and ask how they're doing. When you do it, you say, oh, Allah, accept it from me. For verily, I am only doing this for your sake. Someone that treated you wrongly, ripped you off, doesn't mean you don't take your haq back, your right back. But if you're the one that spreads the khair, this is better in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're doing it in preparation for a blessed month. Because who knows, because of that action, any dua you make, inshallah, will be accepted. Because you dug inside of yourself, you went inside of yourself and saw, what are the things that I said I would never do? I would never make up with this person. Is to try your best to make amends. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, I'll just give one strategy. I mentioned a text message, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's Telegram, whatever mechanism, you know, that you all use to send a message that is not in person. An email, something. Send a gift. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, tahadu tahabu. Simple hadith. All of us can memorize this. Tahadu tahabu. And this is what some would call a jumla shartiya, a conditional sentence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give gifts, love one another. Give gifts, love one another. Give gifts, send a gift to someone, anonymous gift. Allah knows what you're doing. Send a gift. Assalamu alaikum. I hope this is a blessed Ramadan for you. And you all had a fight in front of everyone, online and offline. Send a gift to that person. What do you think that person, they know that you have a problem with them and that you all have gotten into an argument and that y'all's kids don't talk to each other, your wives don't talk to each other. But you're trying to break the chain and break the mold of a generation or generations of problems between you, you send a gift. What in the world is he doing? What in the world is she doing? You send a gift every year. They'll know you for sending a gift and trying to make amends. The fact that you're trying is what Allah loves. They may not respond. That's fine. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't receive a response from many people that he loved for at least for 10 years in Mecca. And even after that, till his death sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not everyone became Muslimin from his own family. So when looking at this, brothers and sisters, this is just the one thing that I want all of us to concentrate on in this beautiful month of Sha'ban. There's many things, but the action item for us when we leave is to at least send a text or call someone or visit someone that that person knows and I know and the angels know and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we have a problem. I'm being silent because I want you to think about it. This is not supposed to be easy. But when fasting in the month of Ramadan, are we ready or we do not know if we're ready? Are we ready to forgive or we do not know if we're ready to forgive? And either one is fine, but one that struggles for the sake of Allah to make amends. No mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. So in this month of Sha'ban, brothers and sisters, preparation for this month by fasting. Some of the beautiful rulings of fasting is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the importance of making suhoor, which is the suhoor, which is the breakfast before fasting, to delay it till right before the time of Fajr coming in. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked when he would make suhoor, the companions mentioned the amount of reading 50 verses before the adhan. So delaying the suhoor, eating until the adhan comes is totally fine. Alhamdulillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the virtue in that. He also mentioned that the ummah will also be in khair. They will always be in good as long as they use the word rush or they are attentive in making their iftar. Doing the iftar as soon as the adhan comes as well. Making dua during the time of the iftar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned In a dua, he would say in his dua, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَى وَابْتَلَّتَ الْعُرُوقِ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. The thirst has been quenched, and the pores have been replenished, and the reward is with Allah, inshallah. This is what one says when they are breaking their fast. And the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned of the times of the dua being accepted is the sa'im hina yuftir, the fasting person, when they break their fast. But brothers and sisters, these adab of fasting that we have just talked about, it is important that we remain, as we should on a daily basis, transcendent with our relationship in this dunya, or relationship with the dunya. Transcendent meaning beyond the bounds of the physical. We're always prepared and ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try our best to. And from that is in this beautiful month of Ramadan, particularly looking inside of ourselves and making up with just one person. At least a text, best to go and visit and to sit with them and have dinner and talk about it and forgive one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that look inside of ourselves with introspection and allow that to be something that makes us better than we were yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this beautiful month of Sha'ban a month of reflection on the beautiful month of Ramadan coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are consistent in our fasting in this beautiful month with the intention of practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, ya rabbal alameen, unsul mustada'afini fi Philistine, ya rabbal alameen. Oh, ya rabbal alameen, help our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Help our brothers and sisters in Sudan. Help our brothers and sisters in Kashmir. Help our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. Help our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, ya Rabbil Alameen. Forgive our brothers and sisters all around the world, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Zidna ilman wa amalan, ya Rabbil Alameen. Waj'alna min al-muttaqina imama. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة